Good morning, my dear.
Right. Your mic is fixed now.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
How's everything?
The Lord is helping us.
I can see that.
You know,
from the way you look rested early in the morning like this.
God is good, my brother.
We bless the Lord.
I just entered and I enjoyed 5 minutes of your presentation. So much of a blessing.
Wow.
A statement you made that I have been thinking about, meditating upon, it hit me.
Wow.
That God still helps man. God still helps people. You know, David said, I will lift up my eyes onto the hills from whence cometh my help. Most times people read that scripture and they think David was saying my help comes from the hills.
No.
He says my help comes from
the
God.
Lord.
The problem of mankind is that we look up to people, we look up to men, we look up to things for support, for breakthroughs, for miracles. And that's why most times we get disappointed. We get disillusioned, we get failed. We have to trust in the name of the Lord. David said, my help comes from the Lord. He said, some trust in chariots and horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord. You just have to lift up your chin and look up. Also, for reading through scriptures, anytime Jesus himself was faced with difficult situations, like when he was faced with the death of Lazarus. Scripture said, and he lifted up his eyes to heaven. When he was confronted with need, 5,000 men, thousands of women and children, and just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, he lifted his eyes.
That was a situation of insufficiency.
Yes.
Which we also face.
Many times.
Yeah.
He lifted his eyes to heaven.
Yeah.
So if we will look up to God, we will be fine.
Powerful.
Anyway,
powerful.
Today I have a very short and interesting word for your people. First of all, I want to say good morning and God bless you. Everyone listening to us and watching us, I want you to pick up your Bibles with me. Let's take a journey to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1.
Right.
The most popular text on faith. I understand the whole of this month we have been talking about faith.
Faith, yes, sir.
You have been hearing about faith. I want to add just a little dimension to the good job other men of God have already done in your heart. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Now, faith is the substance. Let me just stop there. Now faith is the substance. You see, sometimes we may think that faith is just positive thinking, or faith is wishing for the best, or faith is just expecting something good. But faith goes beyond that. Hebrews chapter 11 gives us a direct definition of what faith is. But I want to first of all highlight on what faith is not. It is not a wish for a better life. It is not just an expectation for something good to happen to you. It is not just being positive or thinking positive or just talking positive. It may be parts of faith. But faith, if we want to understand the definition of faith, then it's Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. The apostle says, now faith is the substance. Faith is the substance. Faith is substance. Now, in the Greek language, the word substance is hypostasis. Hypostasis, which means basically 3 things. Number one, it means a force or a power. So scripture says faith is a force or faith is a power. Number two, it means foundation. So scripture says faith is a foundation. Number three, hypostasis means tangibility. In other words, faith is the force that makes the things that are not physical or that are not manifested yet in our lives, faith makes them tangible. So faith is the hypostasis. Faith is the force. Faith is the foundation. Faith is the tangibility of our hopes and the things we pray for. See, child of God, when you have faith, when you are believing God, when you are looking up to God, when your help comes from God and God alone. Apostle, you said that my help comes from God alone. Mm. I love that. You see, people are just channels of blessing.
Yeah.
People are, God uses people to bless us. God uses things to bless us. But God is our only source. He's not just our source, he's our only source. There is no other source. Every other people, other things, your job, your family, your support system, they are channels of blessing, but God is the source. And scripture says faith is the hypostasis. It is the force. It is the power between the promises of God and its manifestation. When God gives you a promise, in the Bible that we believe in, there are over 8,000 promises in the Bible, but 7,487 of them are promises that God has made to man. I'm talking about you and I. Yes, that Bible that is sitting on your laps, that Bible that is on your phone and your computer, it has 7,487 promises from God to man. Mm. It covers every area of your life. There are promises of divine provision. There are promises of divine protection. There are promises of success. There are every area of your life, God has made promises to you concerning them. And faith is the power and the force that sits between the promise and its fulfillment or manifestation. That means until you activate faith, the promises of God will remain promises, but the promises must manifest in your life. The Apostle Paul said in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 2, he says, the gospel or the word was preached unto us as well as unto them. But the word that was preached to them did not profit them because they did not mix it with faith. Mm. It is only when we mix the word of God with faith that it profits us. It is only when we mix the promises of God with faith that it becomes tangible in our lives. You see, that is how God works. God will give you the blessing in the form of a promise, and he expects you to work it out. He expects you to apply your faith, mix the promise with your faith, so that the promise becomes tangibility. He gives Abraham a promise of a child at a time where all the odds were against him. The man's body was dead, his wife's womb was a tomb, and time was not on their side. Yet God gave them a promise. You see, sometimes God gives you promises, and you look at your situation and the promise God has given to you, and you know that as for this one, it has to take God. If it is taking my effort, if it is taking my connections, there is no way this will come to pass. It ought to take God. And that's how God is. He gives you vision that it will take his power to bring it to pass. All he needs from you is your faith. Scripture says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. I have searched through the scriptures. I haven't seen anywhere God says, this is what pleases me directly. Except in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, he says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So your faith is very important. Your faith is the power between the promise and its manifestation. You see, God gave Jesus to mankind as a promise. Way back in Genesis chapter 3, the day Adam and Eve fell, he promised Jesus to mankind. He said the seed of the woman, the seed of Mary, will break the head of the serpent, will destroy the authority of the enemy. That was a promise. He took other prophets believing, prophesying, like Isaiah, he talked about it, Jeremiah talked about it, Malachi talked about it, and there were people praying in faith. Simeon, Anna, the prophetess, they were praying, believing God for that promise. And finally, the Bible said in John chapter 1 and verse 14, the Word became flesh. But in the beginning was the Word, but the Word became flesh. Every promise of God will become flesh when men apply the force of faith. So I want to encourage you, if you are walking in faith, there is a power that is working with you. There is a power, there is a force, because faith is hypostasis. Faith is the power or the force that will bring to pass what God has promised you. Number two, hypostasis means foundation. So your faith is a foundation. Your faith is the foundation upon which the blessings of God will be built on. This is a beautiful building and a high building I am seated in. You see, you don't see the foundation, but a foundation is what is holding this beautiful building. If the blessings of God will come in your life, there has to be a foundation, and that foundation is your faith. Your faith is your foundation. You see, Christians who don't work on their faith, Christians who don't release their faith, Christians who don't apply the faith they already have, sometimes I cry for them, because faith is everything. Faith is your foundation. Jesus gave a parable of a man who built his house on a rock and another man who built his house on sand. The rock there is a symbol of the Word of God. The rock there is a symbol of faith in what God has said. Jesus is saying you have to build your life on the foundation of faith, on the foundation of what God has said. Another man built his house on the sand, physical things. He built his house on carnality. And Jesus said, when the wind blew, when the storms came, when the rain fell, this man who had built his house on the rock, faith in the Word of God, he stood. The one who had built his house on the sun, physical things and carnality, he fell. Child of God, your faith is your foundation. Your faith is your foundation. You cannot do without faith. Faith is the foundation of your life. And scripture says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? It's a rhetorical question, and I want to answer it for you. The answer is nothing. If faith is destroyed, there is nothing we can do, because faith is foundation. So you've got to build your faith. You've got to spend time in the Word of God. You've got to look into the Word of God and build a strong faith. Scripture says it is faith that made our forefathers unique and made them stand above the crowd. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 2. By it the elders obtained a good reputation. The Message Bible says, by faith, the fathers of faith, they stood out among the crowd. They became unique and they were noticed by their faith. If you drop your faith, you have dropped your life. That's why Jesus told Peter, he said, Peter, Satan has asked me to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you. If it was me that Satan came to me and asked about Reverend Atuakwa, I would do spiritual warfare. I will rebuke the devil. I will call down fire, apply the anointing oil, probably give him Holy Communion to take. But let's look at Jesus. Jesus said, I have prayed for you. And my prayer topic is that your faith will not fail. So that means as long as I am in faith, Satan does not matter. As long as I'm in faith, I am not bothered about what the enemy does. I can smile at the storms when I'm in faith, because faith is everything. Jesus said, I prayed for you and my topic was on you. I pray for you this morning, my brother, my sister, that your faith will not fail. Listen to me, you may lose everything in life, but if you refuse to lose your faith, my goodness, you are bouncing back.
Amen.
They took everything from Job. They took his children. They took his wife. They took his businesses. They took his servants. They took his health. Satan took everything from him, robbed him of all the blessings he had, but Job held on to his faith. He said, though he slay me, I will trust him. Listen to me, I'm talking to you. I suspect that some of you have been through some serious battles, but hold on to your faith. Hold on to your faith. If Satan has taken everything from you, don't let him take your faith. Tell him you can't touch this one. My faith is my foundation. My faith is my life. Listen, Mrs. Job went to Job and said, I know that the only thing that is holding you is your faith. Renounce your faith in God and die. And Job looked at her and said, you are talking like a foolish woman. Anybody that tries to take you out of faith is foolish. Excuse my French this early morning. But listen to me, wisdom is walking by faith. The woman with the issue of blood, she lost everything. But Osofu, Jesus called her after her healing and said, your faith. Your is a word that attaches faith to her as her property. In other words, she lost her husband, maybe. She lost her business, maybe. She lost her money, maybe. But she refused to lose her faith, because faith is foundation. Ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your faith. I want to end by saying hypostasis also means tangibility. In other words, faith is the tangibility of the promises of God. Let me tell you, my dear friend, as long as you are walking in faith, the promises of God are already performed. They are already done in your life. Listen, whatever God has promised you is already in existence. When you are walking by faith, the word of God is already a reality for you. That's why God will call Abraham father of multitude. He will give this name to a...
At Northwest Bank, we're here for what's next. The next bucket list trip, the next home renovation, or the next milestone celebration. Right now, earn 4.0% annual percentage yield with a new high-yield performance savings account. Opening an account online takes just minutes. Go to northwest.com/performance to get started today. And visit a new financial center opening in your neighborhood soon. Member FDIC. Northwest Bank. For what's next.
Stay hydrated. It's hot out there.
So my teenage son just went out in sweatpants and a hoodie. It's 98 degrees. At least I know he'll be cool in our house, thanks to Atlas Butler. If something goes wrong, they'll fix it within 24 hours. They call it their comfort pledge.
Get too hot?
Hey, my phone.
Oh, your phone. Should have known.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Man physically who has no child. Yes, Abraham had Ishmael out of his own mistake and Sarah's mistake, but Ishmael was gone. The time God was calling the man Abraham by faith, father of multitude, physically he had zero. In fact, not even zero, he had minus, because he didn't have a child and he was impotent. Sarah was barren and time was against them. That is a negative. He had zero and negative children, but God called him father of multitude, because faith is the tangibility of the promises of God. When I believe God, the promises of God are already my reality. It's just a matter of time they will manifest. I am praying, I'm reading the word of God, meditating on the scriptures, believing God. I am telling you that the promises of God are already real to you, because faith is the tangibility of hope. Faith is the tangibility of the things we do not see. Hypostasis means tangibility. That healing is already in existence. That promotion is already in existence. Your children are already back on track. Your children are serving God, speaking in tongues, evangelizing. No. Don't let the devil depress you with what you see. We walk not by sight. We walk by faith. We walk by... plunging our belief into the promises of God. The promises of God are my truth. What God has said is my truth. What God has promised is my reality. I am a man of faith. I look up to the word of God. The Bible said the just shall live by faith. There is no other way you can or should live your life apart from the way of faith. Scripture says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We look to the Word of God. We focus on the Word of God. We focus on Jesus because our faith gives tangibility to what God has promised. You see, as we sit in this room, there are waves moving around. In your room, if you had not connected to Joy 99.7, Joy will still be around you. Okay? When you decided to tune your radio to Joy, then you connected to what was already in existence in your environment. It's the same with the blessings of God. The blessing is hovering around you. The healing is around you. The miracle is around you. The breakthrough is around. That devil is a liar. Listen to me. Whatever God has promised you is around you. You are not far from the promise of God. The apostle by the Holy Spirit said, the word is nigh, even in your heart and in your mind. He says, why do we say who will go to heaven to bring Jesus or who will go to hell to make things happen? It is nigh. The miracle is close to you. The word of God is already a tangibility in your life. Every promise of God. Scripture says, probably my last scripture, and I will bring my exhortation to a close. I think 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. It says, all the promises of God in Christ are yes and amen. All the promises of God. All of them. Not some of them. Not most of them. All the promises of God in Christ are yes and amen. I love other translations that says, all the promises of God in Christ are already fulfilled. Those 7,487 promises of God, above and not beneath, the head and not the tail, in Christ they are already fulfilled. Your faith gives tangibility to whatever God has promised you. And let me say to you, those of us believing God, I want to tell you, keep on believing. Those of us trusting God, I want to tell you, keep on trusting. I know that sometimes if we have been believing for years, for decades, we have been believing for months, for weeks, for days, and we haven't seen anything, the devil will come and whisper to you, do you think this thing is real? Do you think this thing works? Yes, faith is a law, and a law works all the time. If it hasn't worked for you, keep on trusting. The word says, let us not be weary in doing good. Prayer is a good thing. Faith is a good thing. Meditating on the word of God is a good thing. Sowing seeds in church is a good thing. Scripture says, let us not be tired in doing good. Because if we don't get tired, we will reap a harvest if we don't stop. Keep on believing because your faith is a force. Your faith is a foundation, and your faith is the tangibility of the promises of God. God bless you. I will see you at the other side when your miracle is in manifestation and you are celebrating. Shalom. Peace to you.
Amen. 27 minutes out of the hour, 6 right here on Joy 99.7 FM. And you have heard a word in season. This morning, as you step out in faith. In all that you do, keep faith alive. For you definitely will reap the benefit of faith. The word has come to you, and like Bishop said early on, they did not benefit or profit from the word, not because the word was not efficacious, but because they did not mix the word with faith. The word has come to you today. Have you sent forth your faith to meet the word? Do so. Mix what you have heard with faith. Act on the word. Believe God. And see the hand of the Lord at work in your life. Bishop, thank you so much.
Pleasure.
God richly, richly bless you. Before.